This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Kerala Christian Mission that we support with your mission dollars, big time. And they have it started with one church, one minister, I think 35, 40 years ago. Now it's 39 churches in the state of Kerala alone. They've started churches in other states of India. There's 26 states in India. They've started a church in Dubai. They've started a church in Doha, Qatar. The reason I brought up Qatar is this. It's against the law to have home Bible studies in Qatar. The churches that meet there, Christian people, guy has a full-time vocational job, but he ministers on the weekends. They're allowed to meet for 2 hours a week on Sunday in a specific designated, like an industrial park. There's churches there that rent buildings. And so for 2 hours a week, they're allowed to have church. But they better not catch you having a home Bible study like The Journey. Would it make any difference in your life? Would you be more interested in going to a home study group if you knew it was against the law? You could be arrested for it. The irony is, I think you would be. If you were told it's against the law for you to go to a home Bible study in a home in Doha, Qatar, and yet they have worship on Sunday morning and they're grateful to be able to do that. While you're turning to 1 Timothy 2, those of you that have a Bible, I want to share something with you that Doug Spears told me years ago. Doug Spears was a professor of counseling at Cincinnati Christian University. He was a young man in the youth group when I was a youth minister in Florence, Kentucky. I've told you some stories about Doug before. But now he's the director of counseling at a large church in Savannah, Georgia, Christian church in Savannah, and directs the counseling program there that involves several counselors in the church. But Doug told me years ago that he said families have to have what he called critical values. And I said, what do you mean, Doug, critical values? He said, critical values are values that a family says, no matter what happens in the culture, we're not giving these up, our beliefs. And he said, the sad reality is, you ask the average family, what critical values do you have? I said, coupons at Wendy's, or, you know, they would just say nothing of any import. They wouldn't have a clue what you mean by critical values. And I said, well, give me an example, Doug. What's a critical value in a family? And without a moment's hesitation, he said, prayer. They pray in that family. They pray over meals, which sends a message to children. God's our provider. You see, you think it's just praying and it's just a religious thing. No, it sends a message to children. We believe God provides for our family. And every time my mom or dad or somebody prays in the family, it's an acknowledgement that God is the provider, not us. And that makes a deep impression on a person. Paul uses four words for prayer, four different words. And I'm going to talk about them briefly. Request, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving. And all four of them convey a message that I never thought about until I gave it some thought and prayed over this text and did some research, that they all have special meanings. For instance, the first word is the word request. It has nothing to do with God. It just has to do with making a request. You say, what's the big spiritual import of that? Simply this. When you request anything of anyone, it's admitting you have a need. Are you a man that has trouble asking people for anything? Some men do. Some women do. That it's hard for them to ask anybody, even in the family, for anything, and because it's a humbling thing. You see, when you make a request to somebody, will you help me with this? Will you do this with me? Will you assist me with that? It's a humbling thing to ask for something. And so when Paul says we need to make requests, it's an acknowledgement of need.
Well, part three of this message on Cross Hope continues tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.